Happy Friday morning. It's time for Business of the Week, where each week we will highlight area businesses and dive deeper into the businesses and the services they provide. This week I'm joined by Sherry Comstock from Out of the Attic in Goldfield. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
And this is the last time that we're going to get to talk to each other this week.
I know.
We've had such a great conversation, and we were just talking about some of the historical items that they've been finding within a lot of this stuff. And so what I'm interested in is the process of downsizing. That's got to be a pretty tedious process. And your other business, Smooth Move, that handles all of that, correct?
Correct. We'll get a call from a customer and find out what their needs are, what they really need us to do. And then we go in, and if we need to move them, what we first of all do will be pack up all their belongings they want to take to the assisted living or nursing home. And then we move them there, unload everything, and then we go back to the house and start packing all the things they want us to sell. And we're actually really fast at what we do. We don't test everything while we're at the home. We bring everything back to out of the attic and go through everything, wash everything, just make sure that it's ready for sale. And then we put it in an inventory and put it in a computer and sell it for them. And then, thank goodness, my computer keeps track and tells me how much money to send each client. There's a lot of steps, but it's like a treasure hunt every day. It's fun.
Quite honestly, it sounds like a blast. You know, we were talking off the phone about how much we both really like history, and this seems like a great way to kind of get involved with history.
We do find a lot of historical things. I know not too long ago, we found a Japanese surrender flag that their father had been over in Germany, or not Germany, but Japan. Evidently, they gave out these flags when the war was over. We have been so busy. We are booked through the end of the year already.
Yeah, so I was reading online that, is it Smooth Move that also sometimes does estate sales as well?
We do. We get a lot of calls from people that one of their loved ones has passed away and they want to sell their home, but they go inside and it's so overwhelming, all of the things inside. They'll call us and say, can you help us just clean the whole thing out? And so we go in and we clean everything out. We've gone as far as painting for people, cleaning their homes. We'll just try to do whatever the client wants us to do within reason.
So you mentioned before that your schedule for the rest of the year is currently filled up, but let's say we're talking about maybe January or February of next year. How would somebody get in contact with Smooth Move if they needed these types of services?
Well, they can call the 515-603-9016 number, and we can work out a schedule.
And then I imagine that some of these items from the estate sales, the ones that don't get sold, they kind of make their way to Out of the Attic?
Yeah, good question. When we bring stuff to Out of the Attic, they'll sit in here up to 2 years. We will call the client, give them an inventory of everything they have left, and give them an option to come pick up what they want. Otherwise, we'll donate it, and then we make sure the client gets the donation slip so that they can write it off on their taxes, which we only hold their items right around 2 years.
Okay, that seems like a very generous thing to be doing.
Well, if it hasn't sold by then, we assume it's probably not going to sell. But actually, we have not had that many items that we've had to call clients and ask them whether they want them or not. Most everything that we keep generally sells, with the exception of china and glassware. Everyone has china. Everyone has long-stem glasses. We have a lot of those items left, but really everything else generally sells.
Yeah, so as long as it sells within that 2-year mark. And then do you have people that come in and after, let's say, 2 years and check out the items again and see if it might be something that they'd want to take?
Yeah, we send the inventory that they have remaining, and sometimes they'll come and want to keep 2 or 3 items, and so we will make sure to pull those and box them up for them, and then we pull all of the rest and we take 2 charities, churches, women's clubs, Goodwill. We hit all of them. Clients want a certain place that it's donated, so we try to accommodate that too.
Well, Sherry, I love the work that you and Kay are doing over there in Goldfield. It sounds like a great place. Once again, they are located at the old Cheese Mart there. Do you guys have an address?
It is 200 Highway 3 West in Goldfield.
Thank you for joining us for Business of the Week this week, Sherry. And we will be back on Monday with another Business of the Week for next week. Stay tuned for that. Thanks again, Sherry, for joining me this week.
No, thank you.